Durban, and we are looking at Zimbabwe having introduced gold coins as part of its currency. Now, they are, or it's set to introduce gold coins, which will enable investors to store value, weighing the country as inflation spirals out of control and the local currency continues to rapidly devalue against major currencies globally. The move comes after inflation for June jumped to 191.6% from 132% in May. And to unpack this, we speak to Zimbabwean analyst Vince Masiwa. Vince, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. My name is Vince Masiwa, and I'm an economist. I'm not an analyst.
All right, so you are an economist. Yes. I apologize for that. Well, yeah. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. I'm sure you placed in the right career to be able to tell us exactly what's happening with regards to Zimbabwe introducing gold coins as part of its currency. How will all this work?
Okay, I think it's wrong to say it's part of its currency. The intention is not that it's a currency. It's like a cougar rand.
Remember, South Africa had a cougar rand where
investors could invest in that asset in order to store value. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So what has been happening in Zimbabwe, a lot of people are not trusting the Zimbabwe dollar. You know, they don't have confidence that it can retain value over time, you see, and retain its purchasing power. So if you are holding, for example, U.S. dollars, you are very wary to actually change it into the local currency because you want to keep those U.S. dollars and retain value. And what has been happening is there's been a lot of robberies, even of small businesses. They're just no longer banking the money. They're keeping loads of cash at home because they don't trust that if they put it in the bank, they will be able to get it out of the banks because of lack of confidence. So the gold coin is trying to say, listen, instead of you, for example, storing your money, your value in the U.S. dollar, here is an alternative asset where, for example, you can buy gold coins and lock them away, and it will retain value over time, which we saw that it can be an alternative to the U.S.
Yes.
dollar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's not going to really... Mm-hmm. So it's not really going to be helping the man in the street as such when it comes to the inflation and how it's rising. Because, I mean, unless you have a gold dollar and you're going to take that to somebody and say, look, can you, I'll pay part of my bills with this and then you give me the change. It's not going to work like that.
No. You're not going to use it as a transactional thing. You're going to use it, for saving your money over time. So what it will do, for example, if get my Zimbabwe dollars and actually buy a gold coin, and then I've got more value. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand, yes.
So that's the intention. It's not going to be, people are going to be carrying along, gold coins and changing them at the market to buy food and whatever. That's absolutely not the case.
So when we look at Zimbabwe's rapid inflation rise, what is the cause behind that?
Okay, the main issue here is, number one, inflation is a funny animal because it's caused by a lot of things. The major issue is, of course, the issue of the U.S. dollar rate. As you know, that in Zimbabwe, it's a dual currency. You can either use the Zim dollar or you can use So when you get your U.S. dollar, you want to get as much for it of the local currency. So the rate has been shooting up. I mean, it moved from like 100% the last 2 months, from 400 to about 600 now. So, and what it does, it fuels inflation in that if you're a shop in Zimbabwe, you are going to buy goods, let's say in a U.S. dollar, and then you might want to sell them in the local currency. So you're going to exchange it at 600. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
As long as that is increasing, you are going to keep increasing your prices in order for you to make sure
to
that, the exchange stays the same. And that is the major driver of inflation. And it's speculative. I mean, a lot of companies here have been participating in the speculative changing money. You see what? And that is fueled U.S. dollar. The other thing is issue of politics. As long as we don't get our politics right and we don't create confidence in the international space, people will always kind of value our currency less. And that has been driving also the U.S. Inflation. And then lastly is the issue of money supply. there have been huge contracts, for example, where you are repairing roads, infrastructure contracts, and they are paid billions in Zim dollar for the work, okay?
Yes.
Now, what do they do in order to make sure that they retain value? What are they going to do? They are going to go in the market, in the power market, to buy U.S. dollars.
Uh-huh.
So the demand, mm-hmm. the demand for U.S. dollar
rises.
Increases.
Yes.
When there's a lot of money supply. And that, of course, increases the rate. So those are the three major things that have been driving inflation in Zimbabwe.
Mm. I've had a question come through from one of our listeners, and he wants to know, what is the weight and cost of the gold coin?
Well, it's not out yet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, I think internationally we're probably going to have 10 gram, 20 gram, and 50 gram coin. Okay? It's
yeah.
almost like you're buying diamonds with 2 carat or 3 carat.
Mm-hmm.
Or 3 carat.
Yes.
So the gold will be minted according to grams, and then obviously the market is going to set its price on that.
All right. Well, that gives us quite a nice analysis. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, you're most welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. And that was Vince Masiwa, a Zimbabwean economist, talking to us about Zimbabwe introducing a gold coin into its, I would say, its investments, rather, because it works similar to what he explained, like the Kruger Rand. You know, you buy it as an investment so that you know you have it kept away should you need it for future, depending on the value of the Rand dollar gold currency, you'd be able to use.